Mr. President, Mr. Kissinger. There you are.
Mr. President.
Hi, Henry. I'm just preparing for this news thing, and I... What about the POW thing?
Right, I'm just getting the material together, Mr. President. Apparently, a North Vietnamese lieutenant colonel in Saigon has now said, well, almost officially, that they are holding up the release.
That's what was in the paper this morning, you see.
Pending our observance of the agreement.
Right.
Now, McCloskey in Paris gave an unbelievably half-assed statement, saying the violations weren't entirely on our side, which suggests that we are largely responsible for them.
We're not entirely on our side?
That's right.
What violations are you talking about?
Well, he must mean some Saigon violations, which do exist, but I think we have to take an extremely tough position on this issue. And,
well, of course, the only, I know that, is, we have to realize that the only real issue we have, our only problem we can, all the others, of course, are manageable, but the only real problem we have domestically is the POW.
That's right. I think we ought to take a very tough issue on the POW.
That's my point.
And on the POW, it's not on the other violators.
That's right. And,
but I don't think it helps us if we imply that there may be, I mean, we should be on the attack on these violations. At any rate, we should say that for us, we're drafting something, Mr. President, in reply to this. I think I don't think that we should let the conference in Paris go on to other subjects until that issue is settled.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Of course not.
I think we should instruct Rogers to raise this.
That's right.
And until he has a satisfactory explanation...
We're not going to discuss other issues.
There are no other issues for us to discuss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That brings the other nations in.
Mm-hmm. Well, on this violation thing, what do you attribute this to? Now, this is of course, this has not been made at the highest level yet on their part.
No, but it's probably they're testing us out.
Yeah.
If we now...
I understand that. Just saying that what I meant is in terms of the cause of it.
They have been charging violations at your level, and we've been charging violations. This has been going back and forth for 2 weeks.
Right.
And I haven't bothered you with it because most of it is detailed crap.
Yeah.
Now, the major things they've been complaining about is one, that the mine removal is going along too slowly.
Yeah.
We sent him a message on Saturday about some means of speeding it up. Now, we have deliberately kept the mine removal...
Right, I understand.
...so that the mines won't be cleared before the prisoners are out.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, we've speeded up the process, and they've been informed of that on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing they've complained about is the treatment of their personnel in South
Africa. Yes, I've seen that,
Now, there too, before they said anything like this, we have sent Bunker in to see Tew.
Right.
So we have actually been the third they complain about is ceasefire violations. And they are divided. What happened basically there is that they grabbed a lot of hamlets at the time of the ceasefire, which the government was taking back.
I suppose that they might relate this to Laos too, do you think?
No, definitely not. That they haven't done.
Yeah.
And that they can't do.
Because it doesn't involve Vietnam, you mean?
That's not part of the agreement. They're talking about observing the agreement. No, they haven't mentioned Laos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a ceasefire agreement in Laos, just a withdrawal agreement. That's right.
Well, no, there is a ceasefire agreement, but we're not part of it.
That's what I mean. We have no ceasefire agreement in Laos, but they have a withdrawal agreement.
Well, actually, the parties in Laos are asking foreign troops to withdraw.
Yeah.
So there are no formal obligations on our part. But they haven't mentioned Laos.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, in Laos, it's obvious that we have bombed once, but they're violating about 20 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it, the way it stands now, then, what do we get, what do we do? So we get
I think we should say we have not yet had official words, but
yeah.
We want to make our position absolutely clear. We stand for the strict observance of the agreement. We have kept the agreement meticulously.
Mm-hmm.
To us, one of the central issues in the negotiation was the release of the prisoners. That if there's any...
One of the most vital issues, right?
One of the most vital issues, which the North Vietnamese have always been told about.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any delay about this, all other aspects of the agreement are in jeopardy, and you have asked our delegation in Paris to raise this on the most urgent basis and to go on to no other business until that issue is settled. And then I would avoid...
That's all saying anything more.
...other questions about it. If they talk about mining, you can say we had already informed them on Saturday.
They won't raise that. They don't know about that.
Well, I saw it on television this morning.
Boy, did that, the mining is?
Yeah.
I missed that. It wasn't in the news this morning.
If they raise, then another thing they may raise is civilian prisoners. I think you should say that the issue of civilian prisoners has been separated in the agreement explicitly from the issue of American military prisoners. That was one of the...
Mm-hmm.
The South Vietnamese civilian prisoners has been separated from Americans. It was one of the big issues in the negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that the release of our prisoners has been, from the record and from the agreement, never been conditional on the fate of the others, which is a separate negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, when you get time, why don't you just dictate a couple of rough form, and then I'll work it into other form when I get ready. Okay?
I'll do it immediately, Mr. President.
All right, fine.